Praise God. I just want to preach you a real message today. Just a life message. I hope you're ready for. Amen. We're retiring the bottles and we're going to start eating steaks from now on. Amen. Praise God. Time is short. Amen. Praise God. Deuteronomy the 8th chapter. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. And he said, to humble thee. Everybody say, to humble thee. And to prove thee to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he, everybody say it again, he humbled thee. He humbled thee and suffered thee, that means allowed thee, to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only. Amen. You're not standing here today because of the food you ate. Amen. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Amen. Thankful today. I know why we're here, how we're here. Amen. And I want to preach from this little title, A Friend Named Failure. Amen. A friend. Everybody say it's a friend. Named failure. Set your Bibles down. Lift your hands to the Lord. Amen. Prayer warriors, please help me pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We need your anointing one more time, God, to sweep over this house. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, God. You have been faithful to me, God. You have helped me all these years. You've never let me down one time, God. Hallelujah. Can you pray with somebody if it's appropriate next to you? Come on, I got a word to preach. I need God to help me. Hallelujah. Come on, church, let's cry unto God. Feed us today, Lord. Feed us today. Feed our souls today, God. Help us, God. Come on, do you still trust the Lord? Come on, do you still trust the Lord? After all you've been through, do you still trust God? Hallelujah. Come on, why don't you lift up your voice to Jesus? God, I still trust you. I still believe you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach about a friend named failure. Praise God. Amen. This is the words of God through the mouth of Moses, and he is saying, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. Amen. God's saying, I led you, and this is why, to humble you and to prove you to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. My Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. It's going to get a lot better, I promise you. Amen. To have been brought out of Egypt with such a mighty hand, such a mighty miracle, and to have walked across the Red Sea on dry ground, and to be a carrier of the promises of God. Amen. They had been taught from the word of God, I'm going to give you the promised land, which was called Canaan. It was described as the land that flowed with milk and with honey. It was described as the place where you're going to live in houses that you didn't build, and you're going to sit under trees you didn't plant. You're going to eat from the vineyards you didn't plant. You're just going to be drinking from wells you didn't dig. Amen. He had given them many wonderful promises. And you would think from all these promises, just looking at it, you think, my Lord, these people had everything that they needed to succeed with. Amen. Praise God. If you got God on your side, it seemed like you would have enough. Come on, if God be for us, who could be against us? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so they go from mighty victories, being brought out of Egypt and crossing the Red Sea, to now wandering in circles for 40 years looking at the same rocks. Many historians would say this journey should have took them weeks and maybe even just a couple months, but it took them 40 years to get there. Amen. And when you look at it through our eyes and our understanding, it looks like a failure when you're not making any progress. Praise God. I hope I got the right message to the right crowd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My wife said when they're not saying anything, honey, they're just listening really intent. So I'm going to believe my wife right now. Hallelujah. They had everything that they needed to succeed, but it seemed like, just looking at it, it looked like a failure because they're just going round and round and round, and the promises of God are not coming to pass. Amen. When you don't make progress, let me tell you, it begins to mess with your mind. And these people were not superhuman people. They were just people just like you, and they had desires just like you, and they wanted a better life for their family just like you do, and they wanted pay raises just like you do. Amen. They wanted to do great things just like you do. Amen. And they had promises of God. Amen. But it seemed like it just wasn't happening. Not making any progress. Amen. And I want to tell you, I've been there before. Amen. I may be there again before this service is over. Amen. The feeling of not making any progress. Amen. Will make you feel like you are failing. Everybody say failing. If you go round and round and you're looking at the same rocks over and over, it'll make you feel like you're failing. If you're in the same financial condition 40 years later than you were when you were a teenager, it'll make you feel like you're failing. Amen. But let me tell you, God always has purpose in failure. There's nothing that happens to the people of God that there's not a purpose for. Hallelujah. I feel like preaching to this church. Amen. Failure is not a tattoo that you wear forever. Failure's not an attitude that you keep forever. Failure is not a trajectory that you live forever. But failure is a place where God can get your attention and get you. Come on, I've come to preach to the church a little while. Amen. God uses man's failures to get his attention to where he'll start, instead of looking inwardly and say, I can do this. I've got this. I know how to do this. Hey, man, when you fail, you have to say, I can't do this. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. And God can take failure and change what you're looking at. Come on, I'm going to preach to you a little while. I hope you're going to help me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God said, I let you go in circles for 40 years just to humble you. God said, I am leading you and you're feeling like a failure. Boy, I feel like I'm tapped into something right now that the devil don't want me to preach. Hey man, there was a pillar cloud by day.
and a pillar of fire by night. Amen. But they kept going round and round and round and round and round. Amen. They were feeling like failures. But if God's leading you, how could you fail? If God's leading you, how could you fail? God's got purpose for everything he does. He said, I'm leading you, and you're feeling like you're not getting anywhere. Amen. Don't amen me right now. He said, I'm leading you, and you feel like you're just treading water. Like you're not getting anywhere. You're fighting every devil in hell that's coming and speaking into your ear, saying you're just a failure. No, we are not failures. But God uses our failures to get our attention. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trying to get down deep in somebody's psyche today. Amen. That feels like they are a complete failure. Amen. You can't see it. God's working on somebody. I want to tell you, where would you have been in your life? Amen. If you would have been ultra successful in everything that you ever touched. I'll tell you what you'd do. You'd be a self-idolater. You'd wake up every day and look in the mirror and say, how great I am. Look at what I've done. You'd have been a Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. But God don't like that Nebuchadnezzar spirit where I'm the one that done this. I'm the one that created this. I'm the reason I'm successful. I'm the reason. It's my work. It's my brains. It's my. Hey, God's got a way of making people fail. Hey, man, well, you got to look up. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Karabasata. God said, amen, I have humbled thee. I want to tell you, Israel, anything that gets the pride out of you, anything that humbles you, anything that makes you look to God, anything that makes you run to an altar is your friend. Come on, this may not be a sweet cheesecake today. Amen, but this is going to help somebody. Amen. God allows things to happen in your life. Amen. To get you off your high horse every now and then. Amen. The Bible said they walked out of Egypt with a high hand, with a pocket full of jewels, thinking we're the greatest thing ever. But God said, I don't ever want you to forget. Come on. Amen. It takes things in our life. Amen. That we had such great hope in. Amen. Sometimes God has to crush those great hopes that we have. Amen. To let us feel insecure and inferior. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in trying with all your heart. I believe in personal growth, and I believe in all these things. We ought to try hard, and we ought to be smarter. We ought to be the best employees and the best companies and blah, blah, and all this stuff. I believe in all that. But at the same time, I have zero hope in Joel Motes. I said I have zero hope in this flesh. Amen. Within me, there is no good thing. Amen. But when you make up your mind, hey, if he don't help me, I'm in trouble. That's when you're getting on the right track. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. Hallelujah. To be humbled means you are modest or meek in spirit or manner. It is not proud. It is not bold. It is low in rank. It is low in status. Amen. God said, I'm going to humble you before I give you the greatest blessing you ever seen. I'm going to make sure it ain't going to mess your life up. I'm going to make sure you know who's got their hand on the valve. Amen. It ain't you. Amen. It's God Almighty. He said, I'm going to humble you and I'm going to prove you. Amen. I'm going to figure out whether you're, can I say it like this, a flake or not. Amen. Whether you're going to fall by the wayside. Amen. You're going. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to tell you, failure's your friend. Failure will help you stop this train of life that just seems to barrel on down the road. You ain't got time to stop. You ain't got time to pray. You ain't got time to worship. Ain't got the money to give you tithes. Because this failure has a way of putting a stick in the spokes. God stops people in their tracks and shows them, hey, the train can't go forward without me. God likes to get people's attention. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place right now. I want to tell you, failure will help you. I know this ain't what you want to hear, but this is what you need to hear. Failure will help you make it to heaven. God stopping your train will help you make it to heaven. God turning your world upside down will help you make it to heaven. This failure helps you realize how little you are and how big God is. Hallelujah. Of course, I don't believe it's God's will to take 40 years to humble somebody. But I have discovered that if you're stubborn, he's got more time than you've got. I have discovered that he is long-suffering and he'll just hang in there with you until you figure it out. Amen. Well, this trial surely is about to end. I'll tell you when it's going to end is when we learn the lesson he wants to teach us. I don't believe God puts a time limit on trials and lessons of life. He puts purpose on them. Amen. Don't make God try to live off a clock. Can I help somebody? I'm just going to preach it the way I feel it. Hallelujah. It's your friend today. Failure's your friend today. Disappointment is your friend today. If you'll let it. Hallelujah. Failures are embarrassing to the flesh. Failures create misery. Failures create awkward situations. You ever been in any of those? Amen. Failures make you want to change the story to all your friends. Amen. Instead of getting off of Instagram 30 days before, amen, failures make people get off of Instagram. Because you don't want people to see what's really going on in your life. What? Hallelujah. When we could have felt the unction of God 30 days before, did what God said, let God work. Praise God. Boy, it's quieter. Praise God. Amen. I feel like I'm at the first sleepy church of Pascagoula. I wish I had a squirrel right now. I'd turn it loose right now. Failures make people get quiet about things. Amen. Failures cause people to just cause a situation, makes you change crowds and makes you come in late for church and leave early because you don't want to talk about what's going on in your life. Amen. Failures make you shut down. And failures do all kind of things that the flesh don't like. Amen. But let me tell you what's really happening. Amen. God is really getting you to a place where he can get your attention. Amen. I want to tell you something. I don't believe anybody can be used to God like they ought to be until they have experienced some failure in their life. God said, I'm not going to share my glory with anybody. Amen. Let me tell you who God's going to use. It's going to be somebody who stands up, who knows exactly who they really are. They're not putting on a facade, but they know I'd be in a red hot hell tonight if there wasn't for a merciful God who pulled me up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to plow on. Failure is what makes you who you are. I've heard people say, man, I want to be able to pray like that. Amen. I want to be able to pray like you. I want to be able to pray like that lady. I want to be able to pray like that person. Well, let me tell you about that person. Amen. That person has been through hell and back. Amen. They walked through a furnace. Amen. They felt like there have been days in their life where they felt like a complete and utter failure. Amen. They felt like nobody loved them. They felt like they'd messed everything up. They felt like they were an outcast. They felt like everything they touched was a complete and utter failure. And God brought them on through. And they kept the faith. And now they're standing. Hallelujah. Amen. What makes prayer powerful is when you know who you are and who he really is. Amen. When you know how little you are and how big he is, that's when the power can begin to flow through you. Hey, don't fight against failure. Embrace who you are. Embrace who you've been. Embrace it. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before they ever crossed that Jordan River and walked up into those houses and sat down and said, oh my, God has been good to us. Before they ever opened their mouth and ate those grapes that were so big, they had been through the trial of their life. They had been through years and years and years of feeling like I have made a mistake in my life. I must be cursed. Amen. Everything I try to do right, it seems like it just gets worse. Amen. It's not a curse if you're in God's hands. Amen. It's God shaping you. Prepare us, God. Prepare us, God. Lift your hands to the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Some of the greatest ministries that I ever seen. Amen. If you began to take the layers off of it, you will see people who down deep inside felt like they were literal failures. Amen. Children wasn't, the relationships weren't when they, what they should have been. Things that they touched, and there was, it was just problems on every hand. And it was disease and it was sickness. Amen. Trial after trial. Fiery furnace after fiery furnace. Many of them buried children, buried husbands, buried wives, and all kinds of problems that will sit upon you if you ain't careful and begin to make you feel like you are useless in the kingdom of God. Amen. But I come to make a liar out of the devil today. Amen. When I started this journey, amen, I started with a high hand. Amen. I was in my right mind when I repented of my sins. Amen. When I got the Holy Ghost, I made commitments to God and I ain't backing off of them. Amen. I may go through it and this world can look at me and say, hey, he's a failure. Boy, they really failed, but you just hang on. You gotta keep your mind right. When the feelings of failure come, well, I'm on my whatever. I've messed up marriages and I've messed up finances and I've messed up this and I've messed up that. I tell you, that's failures are a great time to hit the reset button. Failures are a great opportunity for you to look to someone whose ways are higher than your ways. If you got everything you ever wanted and every prayer you ever prayed come true right then, you begin to think that you were all that. But God's got a way of letting you pray against a brick wall sometimes. Letting you pray and you feel like your prayers ain't even going past the ceiling in the room. What are you doing, God? I'm proving you. I'm humbling you. I'm going to get you to a place. Come to make a liar out of the devil today. I'm going to tell you, the hardest times of my life, I am so thankful for them. I know this ain't what people like to hear, but this is the Bible. I'm going to tell you what my life was. I felt there was times that it was trouble after trouble after trouble. I tried this and I'd try that and I'd do this and I figured out I can't do this by myself. Hallelujah. I got to the point where, hallelujah, there is no good thing in me. Amen. I'd get up in the morning and I thought, if I'm going to make it through this day, I'm going to have to get under that pew and I'm going to have to touch God. Amen. And God's going to have to give me a word. He's going to have to pick up my foot and set it down. Because at this point in my life, I don't know what to do. Amen. And I'd go back and I'd do it over and over and over and over. What I didn't realize, it was those moments when I felt like a total failure that God was building the man. Not the man that I wanted built, but the man that he wanted built. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. I want to tell you, without failures in your life, you'll never begin to dig out. There'll be things that lodge in people forever. Bitterness and hatred and perversion that lodge up in people. And until a failure happens, you never stop and recognize, my Lord, I got to do something. My Lord, I got to change. I got to get on the altar. Amen. Failures will make you stop. Two amens. bunch of old me's, I know you're listening. I'll tell you something. There was a man named Joshua in the 7th chapter of the namesake book. And amen, they're so big and powerful. They've done such awesome things. And he's in Jericho and he's seen great things. The wall fell. You know they're feeling like, boy, we are. We got it going. We're the baddest things in town. The terror of the Lord is upon this place. Everybody's scared of us. It was in the men. It was in Joshua. It was in the people. And they looked at this little place called Ai. And they said, don't send the whole army, my Lord. Just send a few little people to take out that little place. We're the biggest and the baddest and the proudest. And we know how to destroy people. God is with us. Just send a few people. Don't even worry. Let the rest of them go on vacation. Sound like a good idea. So he just sends a few thousand people to this little place called Ai. And they get a whipping like they never imagined. Literally running for their lives. Everybody say a failure. Let me tell you what failure does to the right person. It makes them start saying, God. God, what's going on here? When you start losing, don't get all puffed up and skip church for a month. Post stuff on Facebook about how everybody done everybody wrong. Everybody messed me over and all that. When you fail, it's God. Do you think AI could whip Israel? No. God allowed it. We got to be smart enough to know if we got the Christ in us, if you've got the Holy Ghost, and greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world, and you start failing, God, I ought to be like, bling. Hang on a second. Let me get back to church. Let me get back to that altar and figure out what's going on, because AI don't whip Israel. Thank the Lord. Joshua says, you know what? Hang on. This is our friend. This whipping I got, it's going to be my best friend. It's going to get my mind right. And I'm going to go back to church and I'm going to say, God, what's going on here? Yeah. Hallelujah. Joshua has a prayer meeting. I'm telling you, this failure was the best thing ever happened to Joshua. Because there was something in the camp he didn't know about. I'll tell you, failure's your friend. There can be things in your spirit you don't even realize they're there. That God wants to get out of you. And until something shakes you, it may be a sickness. It may be bankruptcy. It may be honey walking out the door. There's all kind of things that God can shake people. He shook Joshua. Joshua goes back and prays. Why are you praying, Joshua? Because I'm failing. And I know this ain't how it's supposed to happen. And in this prayer meeting, God begins to show Joshua their sin in the camp. They go from family to family and they break it down to where they figure out it's a guy named Achan. Let me tell you, Achan didn't do a whole lot. He just had one Babylonian garment and one wedge of gold that he was supposed to bring to the temple. That's all he had. That's the only thing he messed up, just a little bit. But he hid it in his tent
and it was against the word of God. And so therefore, God said, I'm going to allow you to have a little trouble in your life. I'm just going to allow AI to give you a little whipping. When you should be whipping them, they're going to whip you long enough for you to get back to the house of prayer. Ain't it amazing how the more money we get in our pockets, the more blessed we get in our life, the less important the house of God becomes. And the less important a Holy Ghost breakthrough becomes. Now you can tell who wants a Holy Ghost breakthrough. They're the ones crying and bawling. And you can tell whose bills are paid. Hurry up, preacher, my crock pot's on. You know, I say, God, stop me when I need to be stopped. It was a failure at AI that gets Joshua to the point where he can start looking. I wonder what's going on. And he starts, I'm going to tell you, it's your friend. I feel this in the Holy Ghost today. Amen. There's some people in this house, and I'll just say it how I feel it. Amen. If it wouldn't have happened how it happened, you'd have ended up lost. If you wouldn't have went through the hell you went through, you would be in hell literally right now. Amen. Thank God for the failures. Thank God for the things that got my attention. Thank God for the things that stopped me on my tracks. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Come on, help me pray for one moment. Hatata yanda makata la bakata. Itora baba bahasa. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Hadabaha tarabaha. Ilabaha. Adhadabaha. Adabaha. Elabaha. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The Word of God teaches us. God said, I'm the one that did this. I did. I let you go round and round for 40 years. I'm the one that made you feel like you weren't getting anywhere. Because I was going to humble you. I was going to prove you. You know, my prayer today is, God, help us learn how to deal with failure. I tell you, failure can make you go the wrong way too. You can treat failure the same way Pharaoh did. When you're the king and you're the protector and you're the one that runs the water department, and the water turns to blood, and you're a failure, you can bow up at God if you want to. He's got another one for you. And you can bow up again. And he's got another one for you. And you can keep on bowing up until it affects the next generation. Or you can be like a Joshua, that you let life speak to you. When I start losing, something ain't right. My Bible said I'm blessed coming and going. My Bible said I'm the head and not the tail. My Bible said I'm above and not beneath. And when something begins to happen, amen, and I'm not feeling like I was, and I'm feeling rejected, and I'm feeling like a, can I say it? A failure. that I would do what God intended to do. I don't know if this is going to go over well. It's going to go, though. Hallelujah. I believe I mentioned in this church before. And I want to tell you, before God ever called me to Hot Springs, He worked me over so bad. He took every ounce of anything out of me that I would ever believe I could do anything by myself before I got here. If God, the honest to God truth, if God put every person in this city, in this church, if there was 35,000 people, it would not change me one ounce, because I've already been through the phase. I've already seen the rocks over and over and over again. I've done cross the same desert enough to realize, God, I can't walk without you holding my hand. Hallelujah. I feel like telling somebody that feels like God's got a plan for your life. Amen. God's got to get some things out of your life before He can put some things in your life. Amen. There's anointings that cannot be put on prideful people. Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Help us, God. Failure is your friend. As bad as we hate it, failure is your friend. Failure makes you realize who you really are and who God is. This is my burden today, that you wouldn't misuse and look at failure misguided and think that I'm just a loser. God's finished with me. No, usually when you're feeling like a failure, it's when God's getting ready to use you. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. There's things that you're born with. The Bible would call them the works of the flesh. It's the pride of life. It's the lust of the eye. It's hatred. It's jealousy. It's envy. I'm glad I'm in the Bible. It's strife. It's all these things that you were born with. And if God's going to get you to from A to Z, some point there's got to be a purging. Amen. Not everybody survives the purging. I've spoke to people before. They had tears in their eyes wondering what's going on in their life. And I looked them in the face and said, God's going to purge you. Come on. Come on, have we become a snowflake generation? Where we can't endure a sound doctrine. I want to tell you, we want the revival of older days. We're going to have the walk of olden days. We want the miracles of olden days. We're going to have to get the prayer life of olden days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember people telling me stories about pastors 50 years ago, 75 years ago, that were all, to me, they sounded like mean people. I thought, my Lord, I can't imagine that. But I tell you what, they made great people. They made strong people. Amen. Great man of God named Johnny King. I believe this was a story he told me. He said, I'd run out of money this week. I was a teenager. And I ran out of money and I didn't pay my tithes for something. I was going to pay it next week or something like that. He's sitting on the front row and
his pastor stands up and says, hey, y'all, don't fellowship Johnny King. He didn't pay his tithes. My Lord, how many snowflakes would melt in 2024? Hallelujah. My Lord, you're going to run that man out of church. You know what he did? He made a man of God out of him. And he grew a great church in Ontario, Canada. Amen. Amen. And many souls were saved. Amen. You got to go through some things in life. Amen. God's going to teach you some things in life that'll make you what he wants you to be. Amen. Stand together with me. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that's the right way to do stuff, but he had this one, same one, he had a bunch of preachers in his church, and he let them preach every now and then. Amen. Y'all stood down, I'm sitting down. And he'd sit down, and he'd let these young preachers stand up, preach a little while. And he had this little bell on his table. If he didn't like what you were saying, he'd go, ding, ling, 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 you're done. Oh, I feel like a failure. I got the ding, ling, 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 ling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of that one church in Bakersfield, I'm sure a lot of them felt like failures at moments. I'll tell you, when you're preaching your heart out and you hear a bell going ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, you probably feel like a failure. But for some reason, somehow, those young preachers would go back to the altar. I wonder why that bell was going off. I think that'd be a good way to get pride out of people. They started singing a song. You say, shut it down. I feel like they're just showing out. Stop for a second. You're just showing out. How many of us have been? I can't show my face again. I'm a failure. I'm going to tell you something. The greatest people you've ever seen, the greatest people used of God were people. They walked some lonely roads. God squeezed some things out of their life. God burnt the dross off of them. Tell you, in the furnace, you can think I'm a failure. Look, everybody else is making money. Everybody else is being used. Everybody. I'm a failure. I'm going to tell you, failure's your friend. Failure will help you find what's in my spirit. What's in my house? In the situation of Achan, what's in my closet? I didn't mean to preach this long, but I'm preaching to somebody that you feel like because of your last name or your last address or your last mistake, where you come from, that you got failure tattooed on your forehead. I want to tell you, it's not a tattoo. It's a little permanent place that God puts people to prove them. Are you going to turn back to Egypt? I got a feeling God just figures out, am I going to deal with these people forever? If they're going to backslide anyway, we might as well get it figured out. And he lets things happen
And they either make you go the wrong way, or they make you get a determination. God, I'm going to get the promises that you promised me. If, however long I need to go around these rocks, help me learn what I need to learn, God. I never even started pastoring this church till I was 39 years old. There was just a handful of people, few people. Count them definitely on one hand, two hands. And there was 20-year-olds and 25-year-olds, and they're evangelizing, and they're running up down the roads, and they're pastoring. And I tell you, you could look around and think, my Lord, I feel like God wants to use me, but I feel like a total failure. Or you can say, I don't know what they got going on. God bless them. But I know for me, I feel, give me one more minute. God was dealing with me at 30 years old about preaching. I was offered a church, paid off, where my family lives. Everything was right. Had a good little group of people. And underneath the pew one day at North Little Rock, trying to decide what to do, I heard God tell me, instead of feeding people, you still need to be fed. Well, I'm 30, 31, 32, 34, 38, 39. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it don't really matter if you become what God wants you to be. I feel Jesus in this place. From 30 to 39, I'm telling you, I experienced every failure you could probably imagine, feeling like a total failure. But I thought, I'm not going to be a Pharaoh, and I'm not going to point my finger at God. Accuse God. Why did you turn the water to blood? Why did you bring the lies? Why did you bring the mind? Why did you do this? Why did you strike? Why? But I thought, if I'm in trouble, if I'm a failure, if I'm feeling like this, I'm going to go back to the altar. And I'm going to let God do surgery on me. And I want to tell you, it was surgery after surgery after surgery. Until there was nothing left. I was content in whatever God wanted me to do. Literally content in whatever God wanted. And it was at that point, I guess, God said, okay, you're ready. Tell you, there's great things, financial things that God wants to do in people's lives, but I felt it in my spirit, they're not ready. It wouldn't be worth it for anybody in this building to become a multimillionaire, pay the church off, and then you're lost. What? I'd rather make payments from now till eternity. Never somebody be lost. But I'd rather somebody just get ready. Let God do it. Come on, let's come pray together. I don't know what God's doing right now. I won't even try to figure out what he does. But I do know that somebody needs to embrace the feeling. I feel like I failed God. Amen. Don't let that beat you down. You let it get you out of Bahata. Let it get you to a place of humility where God can do a work in your life. Come on, all across this building. Come on, set your dreams aside. Set every ambition aside. Come on, ambition will cause you to feel like a failure if it's not God's will. Oh, but just say, God, not my will, but thy will be done, God. God, I'm not going to be upset. I'm going to learn everything I can in this season. God, if it's something in my house, something in my closet, something in my mind, something in my spirit, thank you for stopping me. Thank you for working on me. Thank you for Dia Rabba. Come on, turn it into a prayer room right now. Oh. Oh. Come on, this is a sweet moving of the Holy Ghost in this place. Come on. Come on, it's your friend that's leading you to God. It's your friend that's humbling you. Come on, pour your heart out to the Lord.